had a 17 mil event over a week. We had 2 7-mil falls and a 3. But because it was spread over a week, yeah, basically of little value to us.
And nothing else, really?
We had 3 mil this week. Nothing of any value to speak of.
Has it made any difference to how things are looking?
You can find the odd tinge of green in around a fence line or in around a shed. That's about it at the moment.
Okay, but nothing that you could really take advantage of?
No, certainly not, no.
No. So what's happening with sowing? A lot of people are sowing now. Is that something you're doing or you're holding off? What's the thoughts there?
No, we've sown a couple of paddocks and we're going to sow a couple more. It's borderline dry sowing. We've had that little bit of moisture has put something in there, but most of it's going in dry, and yeah, we just hope for the big one's not too far away and that'll bring it out of the ground.
Is it a risky move to dry sow, given you've got that little bit of moisture?
Certainly. Some areas of the wider loamier country have probably got enough moisture to strike the grain, and if it strikes and we don't get a rain to get it out of the ground, yeah, you're back to square one.
So when do you need rain from now?
Yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, the sooner the better.
So how late will be too late then? If it's, say, 2 weeks from now, is that too late?
Oh, that depends on the spring, Nikolai. It's if you get late spring rains, well, you can sow right up to sort of mid-July. I have known people have sown first week of August and still strip profitable crops, but it all depends on the spring. And the later it gets, the bigger the risk, and the more dependent you are on that late spring. And our springs lately aren't something to depend on.
Mm. Now, you've got sheep as well. How are they coping? How are you managing to feed them now?
Yeah, we're still feeding out grain and a bit of hay for roughage. Yeah, as the weather gets colder, we won't be able to back off if we want to keep them. So, yeah, and same thing. The later it gets, the less growth we'll get when it finally does rain. The days are getting shorter and colder.
How do you go about that decision of whether to buy in feed or whether to downsize? Is that the kind of the choices that you may be looking at?
Yeah, that's what you've got to look at. But we pretty much down to our breeding ewes. If we sell our breeding ewes now, which are joined, that's next year's income. Yeah, you're selling it.
So that's the kind of the last resort you really want and need to hang on to them.
Yep.
Okay. So what happens from here? I guess it's hard to say. The rain really could be the make or break for the next couple of weeks.
Certainly. Yep, for this season, yeah, definitely. We'll continue to dry sow a bit more and just assess it week by week.